This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, it's Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Carey, along with Tanner Schwint, also known as the hippie and the cowboy. A lot of different things. Joining us now on the phone, he's going to be performing Friday night at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley. It is the one and only Mr. Chris Jansen. Chris, how are you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. May I say that I've been listening to your promos leading up to this on the station. The station sounds dang good, guys. Sounds really good.
Thank you, Chris, man. I really appreciate that. This is Tanner and I have been together for closing in on a couple years here on this talk show. I spent 35 years behind the mic doing country radio and did that forever, and then just got into this talk radio thing about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It's a different vibe, man. I'm telling you.
I like it, man. You know, I like it. That intro reminded me of like the classic rock station I grew up on. I was like, classic rock. I just love that, dude. It took me back to a moment in time a second ago. I was like, oh, these are my people right here.
I love it. I love it. Well, Chris, this is Tanner. Thanks so much for joining us, man. I've been a big fan of yours for quite some time, excited to have you coming to Greeley, man. Of course, we remember you when you were at the Greeley Stampede a couple years back, man. But how has life been? How are things going for Chris Jansen?
Well, brother, I'm blessed, and too blessed to be stressed, really. I appreciate you asking, and everything's going good, man. You know, since then, we've had a slew of number one country songs, and which is just, I'm just so thankful for and grateful. It's an exciting week. You know, we're not only coming out for the show, it's going to be a great one, by the way. So everybody who's out there listening, get your tickets, and it'll be fantastic. We're going to be bringing all the hits like Buy Me a Boat, Fix a Drink, Good Vibes, Done, All I Need Is You, What You See Is What You Get, Take a Drunk Girl Home, a whole bunch of them. And it's going to be a great night for America. It's going to be a great night, you know, just celebrating happiness and country music and positivity. But man, it's been going good. We got a new hit single that just came out just a few weeks ago called What You See Is What You Get. And we are dropping that video this Friday. By the way, may I say, it's going to be my biggest video to date. I can confidently speak that over it for sure. And I've got a co-star in it who's so famous that it kind of blows my mind. So once you see it, you'll go, holy crap, he was not lying.
Come on, Chris, break some news. Give us something here, man.
Well, I wish I could, but I can't. I mean that for, I'm so sorry, but you just wait till Friday when it comes, and it's very exciting. The song is, I love it, it's awesome, but the video really drove it home, and it's going to be good, man. We're going to play it up in Greeley, and you know, it's like I said, it's brand new, and you know, sometimes playing new songs right out the gate, it's, you know, people had to get familiar with them. But man, people are really diving into this, and I appreciate it. And you know, we just came off of a number one with All I Need Is You, and God is good, man. And I woke up today and feeling pretty blessed. You know, my wife is hot, my kids are healthy, like, life is good.
What more can you ask for?
No, seriously,
not much.
This is great. This is why I've Chris wouldn't know me by phone, but I've interviewed him several times, hung out in Nashville right after I got inducted into the Country Radio Hall of Fame. Out in the parking lot was Chris, and he was one of the first guys to congratulate me. So I will always remember that, being on the air when we got By a Boat. And then you Holdin' Her, which I know was co-written by a buddy of mine, James Otto, who I know you know very well as well. That one, that was one of the first ones that showed me a lot of diversity in you, you know, in that debut album. And I had to think that was a bit of the thought behind the record label coming out with that second.
Well, 100%. And you know, the interesting thing was I wrote that before Buy Me a Boat, so it's kind of happened in reverse effect. But I love that song too. And of course, you know, that 6 pound, 8 ounce baby girl now is 12 years old and thinks she's 20. So it's crazy. But Yeah, I mean, I wrote that song back when I really didn't have much going on, you know, and just was kind of trying to get it going years ago. And then, of course, Boat really changed the game, as you know, and set us on this huge trajectory, which we're on. And I love Holding Her. You know, that was a big record for us, sold a lot of records, and was, of course, was a top 20 on the radio. But that's still a fan favorite. I should have mentioned that in the first go-round there. I get so hyped up about talking about the number ones. I forget sometimes, but man, all hits matter, you know, and I'm grateful for that one just as I am any of the others.
How many Mountain Dews so far today, Chris?
Just one today. So
okay.
Far. That's a fabulous question, and I'm glad that you remember and know me that well.
Yes.
Man, I've only had one today, but, you know, I've had a crazy week, so I quite frankly have not had time to drink Mountain Dew like I normally do. I've been just crushing water all week because I had 5 shows this week.
Wow.
And only one, yeah, and only one day off in between them. So Monday was my only day that I didn't have a show in the last 5 days, 6 days, I guess. But it's been going really good. You know, people always say, they say, man, the more successful you get, you can slow down a little bit and really smell the roses. I'm like, listen, dog, the more success I've gotten, I'm ready to, like, grow a bigger garden. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to plant more. I don't want to smell these dang roses. I want to plant more roses and then go buy another piece of property and plant some more. So that's my whole thing. It's like when you're wanted, I have always went on the merit that if you're wanted, what a blessing. Go and do it. Instead of being the guy who's like, oh, I'm so wanted now. Now I'm not going to give the people what they want. Now I'm just going to lay back and do so many shows a year. No, I'm like, pile them on. I told my agent, pile the shows on and let's work. Like, hey, man, I'm in the top, what, 1%, maybe half of 1% of the world who gets to do life and a career at this level. And it's all I ever wanted. And so I get excited about it, man. I'm legitimately living the American dream that how many people try and never get to achieve. So I just love it.
Amen. Chris Jansen joining us now on Good Morning NoCo. He'll be at the Union Colony Civic Center. Didn't think I had a follow-up on the Mountain Dew question probably, Chris, but I do. We've got a Mountain Dew connoisseur here at the station. Are you a traditional Mountain Dew flavor guy? Are you like the red, code red? What's your Mountain Dew go-to?
Well, that's a great question, actually, and it's interesting that you asked during this time of my life, because just the other day I tried one of those purple ones.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty good, I'm not going to lie. But I am a traditionalist, but for all the junkies out there, I love the Call of Duty bottles and cans. That was a good era for Mountain Dew. I'm not into the throwback. I'm not trying to be cool and like early 80s, 1970s hipster. I don't like the real sugar taste. I prefer the fake really bad stuff for you. So, you know, if I'm going to destroy it, we might as well destroy it tasting good. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
I do.
Chris, back kind of to the music side here, away from the Mountain Dew for a moment, although I feel like we could start a podcast talking about Mountain Dew. But, man, you've become a veteran of the game at this point, and I'm just curious, man, from an outsider looking in, how have you seen the music industry change, the country music industry change, during your time in the profession?
It's funny you mentioned that, because I feel like I was a veteran when I was 15. I mean, I've been doing this since I was 9 years old. I've been playing music for a living. You know, I just only until 2016 did I start having real substantial hits. But man, I've seen it change. I don't really. You know, the thing is like it's always changing so much, and the world is changing so much, and so it doesn't really bother me. I don't really care. I mean, I just have always somehow the Lord has blessed me and given me the opportunity to be successful during changes or not changes or whatever, and I've always just found my way. And here's how I do that. I just do it by being honest with myself first and honest with other people and making music that makes me happy. And if it makes me happy, it's probably going to make somebody else happy. And that's how I've always looked at it. And also, you know, I really love my job, and it is my job. And even though it's not, you know, work per se in some people's eyes, it definitely is when you're doing it at this level and capacity. However, I love my job, and I'm really thankful for it. So, you know, change is always going to come. It's inevitable. I mean, even like in the places that we all live, right? Like, you know, progress is going to come, and houses are going to be built and things like that. And so I've always just had, I don't know, God has just blessed me with a smooth and steady career and has always been on the upward bound in a good way, which I'm grateful for. And you know, not everyone can say that. So I just take things as they come, and I celebrate the little victories along the way. Yeah, it is. I try to remind people all the time, like, we live in such a fast-paced world and just the world in general, that we have to celebrate the little victories along the way, because, man, like, that's the world I grew up in, and the same ones you guys grew up in. Like, the world that I remember being a kid in, like, people celebrated little victories. People had backyard barbecues. People, you know, the life was a little bit slower. There wasn't, you know, social media was not really a thing. And so, you know, we just live in a fast-paced world, and I'm a fast-paced guy, but I'm also a slow-paced guy to an extent. And I just pray my way through it, and just happy. I just wake up every day, and like, I have a song that's called Every Day of the Week, and it says, I wake up every day and I get to be me. I mean, I wake up every day and I try to be the best me that I can be, try to be the best husband and father that I can be. And then everything else, just if my home priorities are in line, then my music and career will certainly be in line. And that's just kind of the way I look at it.
We're visiting with Chris Jansen, going to be in concert at the UCCC Friday night here in Greeley. Got a couple more questions, and I know you're a busy guy, Chris, but I need you to explain something to me, because I believe it was last summer I awoke from what I thought was a fever dream that you recorded a song with Dolly Parton and Slash. And then I looked, and it was true. It wasn't. I was having a dream, but it came true. 21 Forever. How did that happen?
Wow, that's wild, man. Well, thank you so much. And, well, in this world, I say with any kind of any, this goes for anybody and any person of any walk of life, if you dream big, you have a good chance at winning big.
Yeah.
Seriously. But you got to really believe in yourself. And I've always... Here's the deal, man. I bet on myself 100% of the time, all the time, no matter what. If I'm up against any kind of odds, I bet on myself, because I believe that much in myself, not in a cocky way, but just in a confident way.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Dolly and Slash thing, I had this song called 21 Forever that I'd written, and I literally said from the beginning, this sounds like a Dolly Parton duet. I mean, I just said it one day, And I literally from the very beginning sort of felt like it was a bit reminiscent of, you know, November Rain by Guns N' Roses. And so in the very early stages of the demo, I said, man, how cool would it be to get Slash to play on this? Well, you just reach out and ask. And what is the worst that could happen? You know, I got some good things on my side. I got a big record label. I got a name. I got hit songs. So it's, you know, people know me, but, you know, it's like, but, you know, it could happen to anybody. You just got to ask. And the thing is I made the ask, and they said yes. And I figured, what's the worst that could happen? They say no. I mean, no big deal, you know. And a lot of people are so precious about their jobs and their lives, and they really think a lot of themselves, you know, in our industry. And I don't. So I don't really care if a door shuts in my face. I just figure there's another one around the corner, or I just kick that one down if I really want to get through it. And with Dolly and Slash, it was like the door was always open, and they were so kind and gracious. And, of course, I've been friends with Dolly for several years, my wife and I, and I've done a lot of things for her, like favor-wise, as far as some benefits that she's done and things like that. So she's really good at reciprocating, you know, the favors, and she's a great person. And Slash is awesome, quiet guy, and just kind of does his deal. He's the rock star, you know. In my dealings in my earlier years of my career, before I ever had Buy Me a Boat and all that stuff, when I was writing songs full time, I was writing a lot with a lot of his bandmates, Duff McKagan, Izzy Stradlin.
Wow.
Yeah, I started out, that's a whole other rabbit hole we could go down, but I started my songwriting career when I was 19 and 20 with Guns N' Roses, which at the time was Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, of course.
So that was my first intro to songwriting. So I've had a wild ride, but to answer your question, getting them on there, I just asked. That was it. I just said, would you do this? And they were like, absolutely.
Well, I got to get the numbers because I've got some ideas too.
Well, I know, right? Like, yeah. It's kind of crazy. I know it sounds so nonchalant, like, man, you just like you cocky son of a gun, like, oh, just ask and they did it. But I mean, the thing is, like, but it's true, guys. I mean, you know, if you want something bad enough, you just got to go out there and get it. I mean, when I saw my wife for the first time, this is a true story. When I saw Kelly for the first time, I looked over at my buddy with me, and I said, dude, I'm going to marry that girl right there. He goes, yeah, right. She's hot. You know? And I was like, and I mean, you think I'm kidding. I'm not even kidding, guys. And so I was like, okay, just watch and learn. Now, it took 3 years to get that done, but...
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, now, I don't know if this is FCC appropriate, because we're on live radio here, Chris, but what can you tell us what the pickup line was that you used on your wife?
I didn't even give her a pickup line, dude. I just was like, I said, hey, I mean... Do you want to come out to my cabin and write songs with me?
There you go. Oh, all right. You know, and, I like that. Touch creepy, touch great, Chris. I mean, that's right where it's at.
Well, the God's honest truth is, I mean, I just told her right off the bat, I mean, I don't really want to write songs with you. I mean, I'm just, you know, whatever. I want to write more than songs. But anyway, it was really good, and she's fabulous. But here's the deal. You got to speak it, man. I'm not one of these new age people who's like, oh, let's manifest this. I mean, who says that word? I don't even say that word. So I'm just like a realist. I'm an old school guy. I just say, hey, man, if you want it bad enough, you got to dream big. You got to win big. You got to go out there and get it. I mean, when you see this video come out Friday, y'all, I'm telling you, day of the show, we're celebrating this video.
Yeah.
And this video, I'm telling you straight up, this is not like, oh, cool, he just got some random, you know, B-list famous person to be in it with him. That's cool. No. This is like, this is top tier, dude. I mean, for real. Like, this is big time. So when you see it, you're going to go, God dang, he was not even joking. I mean, for real. And so, again, it was and know this, once you see it, to put the pieces together, you may say, well, how in the heck did that happen? Like, that is unbelievable. I just asked.
I love it.
I mean, what is the worst that could happen? Like, no, we're not interested, or I have no idea who you are, or I don't like your music, or what's the worst that could happen? Who cares? I'm not precious about myself. Like, I live in the real world. I mean, some people are going to like it, some people are going to love it, some people are not going to like it, and some people are going to hate it. Whatever. Who cares? Like, I'm proud of what I do. I'm crushing it at life. And, hey, man, I'll reach out to the most famous person. Who's a friend of mine, and by the way, most famous person and most followed person in the world, to most extent. And I said, "Hey, brother, would you like to join me in this video? Because I know you like country music and stuff, and we're friends and whatever." And he was like, "Oh, heck yeah!" So I mean, just, you know, whatever.
All right, man. Get your tickets
video and for the show.
Yeah, UCStars.com, UCStars.com. Make sure I've already got texts from my family that said we're getting on there. We're going to be there and go and watch the show on Friday night at Union Colony Civic Center. We'll be staying tuned for the video. Where can we see the video and what time on Friday will that drop, Chris?
Yeah, it premieres on YouTube, which will be great. We're doing a big premiere there. I'm flying to Los Angeles tomorrow to do all the press for it, so that's pretty exciting. Thursday press day out there, so that kind of gives another hint. I mean, it's a big co-star, and a very close friend of mine. So it comes out on Friday. I think, what am I? Maybe 10 Eastern time.
He is
time.
Dropping really... hints everywhere.
Yeah, come on, just
it's
say
like
it,
Easter
Chris. Just break some noise. Break some news
I'm
with us.
I'm a hints guy. I mean, I'm in it for the hints.
All right, man.
But it's going to be a great show. Listen, it's going to be a fabulous show, and I'm telling you, for those of you who may not have a ticket yet, you should get one because it's not a sales pitch for me. The show is really fantastic. It's a lot of fun, and we have a good time. And really, I just love. I'm in the people business. I love people, and you know, I enjoy playing music for them. But the good news is, when you come to a Jansen show, it's not like you're just coming to hear one of your average run-of-the-mill country guys who has like a hit and a half. You know, we have, I mean, what do we have, 6 number ones and a bunch of number ones I've written for my friends, and we just have a dang good time, man. We throw a few in there we can dance to, and it's just, awesome. And it, and I think the thing I'm most proud of and I would like to say is that I encourage people. I am a family guy, and it's a family-oriented show. So, you know, you're not going to come and wish you didn't kind of thing. You know, I promise you that. It's family-oriented. We keep it cool, classy, clean, and fun. And, you know, it's for everybody.
It is. Chris is just one of the best entertainers you're going to see anywhere, and one of the best people I've met in the business. God bless you, brother. I tell you what, when we come back on the other side, we'll give away some tickets, let you know how you can win. But, Chris, look forward to seeing you on Friday. Great to catch up with you. And God bless you for what you do for country music, but what you do to give us something to look forward to at the end of the day, and that's cranking up some music and feeling good, brother.
Well, you're so kind, man. I appreciate y'all's time, and I look forward to seeing you up there. It's going to be an awesome show, like I said, and look forward to seeing all the fans, man. Thank you.
Perfect. There you go, Chris. Appreciate you, my friend. There's Chris Jansen. A wonderful, wonderful interview there. We've completely taken the clock, thrown it out the window, so we need to pay some bills. On the other side, we're going to give away two tickets to see Chris Jansen at UCCC this Friday. On the other side, stay tuned. We'll let you know how you can win those. 9:26 the time. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. That was fun, man. That was fun. You get a guest like that, makes our job easy.
He's a great dude. And man, what a show it's going to be. As you're hearing this bumper music, this is what my deck sounds like.
Yeah, correct. Well, and in case you're wondering just how big of a deal Chris Jansen is, I mean, I know he outlined some of it, but he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry, multi-platinum songwriter and artist. He is, of course, with self-penned number ones, Fix a Drink, Good Vibes, and the triple platinum, Buy Me a Boat, as well as the more thoughtful Truce of Done, Things You Can't Live Without, and the CMA Song of the Year nominee and ACM Video of the Year, Drunk Girl, as well at his live shows. You were saying he is just rolling with the vibe. He's just making sure everyone's having a good time. We think we know who's going to be in the video, right? I mean, we think we've got a guess on that.
I've got a guess, but I'm going to wait to see on Friday.
I guess so. We shouldn't put our guess out. We have no idea. We do not know.
I don't have a clue.
He dropped some clues, man. I got a text.
My mind immediately goes, it's Trump.
It's got to be Trump. I got a text that instantly said his guest or his co-star is going to be Trump in that.
I don't know what the title of the song is either, which and what it's about, because that would help explain what it is as well.
I don't remember the name of the song that he said either.
Be. I mean, biggest star of my other guess was Bluey. You know, the cartoon dog who is huge and one of the biggest stars in the world right now. So it's going to be very interesting to find out on Friday who is in this new video from Chris Jansen, and he will be performing Friday night. And you could I'm sure he'll tell the story of it as well on stage.
I would imagine he's going to be playing it. Is what you see is what you get?
That's his single right now. Is that the video he's dropping is for that single then, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, what you see is what you get, Donald Trump. I mean, that starts to check out.
Again,
it's all speculation.
You're guessing, and we are wrong so often. But here's the thing. If you are the right caller right now, we're going to go and see that show Friday night. All right, we just talked to Chris, Union Colony Civic Center, Friday night. We have a pair of tickets to give away right now, thanks to Chris Jansen's management.
Yeah, Chris.
Great of them to offer them up for us.
And Debbie with the City of Greeley hooking us up with the Union Colony Civic Center.
Yep.
Absolutely love that. We did this on a whim. Let's go caller number 7 right now.
Okay.
For two tickets Friday night, Union Colony Civic Center, to see Chris Jansen. It's a 7:30 p.m. show. Two tickets, caller number 7, 970-353-1310. Phone lines are already rolling. Make sure you get in. Two tickets right now, 970-353-1310. I'm seeing Angel smash the buttons back there. You got to get quick on this. 970-353-1310. My family is online buying 6 of them at the moment
Fantastic.
So we will be there. The Union Colony Civic Center, what a great environment
Incredible
to watch
venue.
A show to.
Sound is fantastic. All the artists rave when they get off.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you, with your last Tabajiba show, introduced us to George Birch, that was there as well. And, man, we were just blown away by how well George performed out there, and just what a cool event and like you said, venue that this is. So big thanks to Chris Jansen for stopping by. If you missed any of it, it's available 1310kfk.com. If you go to Apple Podcasts, search Good Morning NoCo, you can subscribe. You'll get notifications every time it comes out, and we cut up our interviews as well, as this, so you can just look at for specific interviews. Well, let's come back with more Good Morning NoCo on the other side.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in to the Aloe Fiber Studios, home of Good Morning NoCo. Once again, thanks to Chris Jansen, who's going to be at the Union Colony Civic Center on Friday night. Angel, did we get a winner for those tickets? Do you have a name for me back there, man?
Yes, Jim won the tickets.
Jim, congratulations, Jim. You have got a pair of tickets to go and see Chris Jansen Friday night. Man, that's going to be a great show and so much fun having him on. It's, one of the things I love about this job is, well, I guess my favorite thing about this is the people we get to talk to. And that includes you each and every day. And thank you so much for making us part of your day, and it's because of our great sponsors that we're able to do this. The people like CRP 4x4, man. I love the relationship because we'll give them a lot of grief, and I love when I go into their store with Tanner because they will dive on. They will pile on, and it is so fun for me to see them get him. And they are one group of people who can. But what they do know even better than ways to burn Tanner is how to get your truck, your vehicle, looking great. Those unique things that make it your own. Look, a lot of people like to get their vehicle. It's the bare minimum. You want to chrome it out. You want to do some things to it. You need to add steps. You need to add this. You need to add that. You want to get it all weather-teched. You want it to look great inside. They've got everything you need at CRP 4x4. Their showroom is jam-packed full of things you would have never imagined, and everything that you could imagine you're going to be able to find there, including an incredible array of remote control vehicles as well. They've got it all waiting for you at CRP 4x4. Check them out online at crp4x4.com. Back with Good Morning NoCo next on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nine 44 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo. I am Tanner Schmidt.
You're getting messages that are making you shake.
It just took a turn on me, Brian. Here,
did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So I told you. So we're going to review Dumb Money on Friday for our movie review.
Yes, this was the story of the GameStop.
Yeah.
Stock and so forth.
And right.
How that happened.
And so I was on Netflix. And so if you guys remember, I was a cheapskate and bought the cheapest Netflix there is.
Right.
With ads, like $6.49 or something like that.
Yeah. It's actually, it's so cheap. What he does is he just looks in his neighbor's window from his house.
Yeah.
And pays him $3 a month.
Thankfully, my brother's my neighbor. So I'm just like, hey, what you watching tonight? But this one you could not view with the no ads for some reason, which it's the man sticking it to us again, making me buy another subscription to watch the same thing. Just put more ads in there. Who cares?
Exactly.
It's so stupid. So I got to complain about that a little bit, but I was forced to upgrade. My wife's very happy. She was picketing or threatening to picket, and she even had the chant, no more ads. We want the real Netflix. And she would do that anytime an ad would pop up on any show that we were watching on Netflix. So this happens last night, and I wish I could have captured the joy on her face when she saw that we had to upgrade the plan to no commercials for this movie. She was over the moon with this. She goes, all of my plans are coming together. And then she started picketing, kind of, but it was like the union that finally won one. It's like, No more ads. We got the real Netflix.
So it was more of an in your face.
It was more of a more in my face.
Neener, neener, neener chant.
Yeah. So I just texted my wife and said, we're going to see Chris Jansen Friday night. And she said, what if I don't want to? With a laughing face. And it's like, I made a decision. Woman.
Oh.
No, I didn't actually say the woman part. Like, come on now. Come on.
You're like Michael Che during the Saturday Night Live update. Like, right?
Come on. I'm not. I'm dumb. I'm not stupid. All right? Yeah. What was that face?
That was my okay face.
Maybe. She was just getting on me over the weekend. Because I said, where do you want to go to eat food? And she goes, will you just make a decision for once? You always used to make the decisions. Now you just check with me. And I'm like, well, it's a lot easier if you just make my decisions for me. So I thought, you know, she'd be proud of me that I may finally made a decision. Hey, we've got plans Friday night. Now, I don't know if it's, I don't know. I just don't know anything anymore, Brian.
When were you informed on everything? And just look,
before I started the show,
somebody who is new into being married.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll learn that there are so many things that you weren't aware of that you are doing, aren't doing, all that, and you just roll with it.
Yeah,
you can fake
it's a learning
put your
curve.
Foot down now and then, which I know you need to do, but I think deep down you have an understanding of who's actually in charge.
No.
I don't think you did.
No.
Yeah. No, you still have a ways to go.
Yeah. Like, let's keep in mind, what are we? We're almost six months into this marriage. I'm still in charge.
Okay.
Come on now.
All right. Yeah, it'll take, no, and enjoy that for the next lonely few years.
Well, and what I'm scared of, and it's already starting to happen, she's a teacher. We said that, where she's a teacher at, in my opinion, the best school in Greeley at Westridge Academy. And sometimes she'll use the teacher voice with me. And nothing pisses me off quicker.
Does that do it?
Yeah.
And you, I'm not one
silence
of your
level
students.
Zero. She will sound level zero.
She said that during a movie.
She did, Brian.
I remember that.
I am a man, and I will talk when I would like to.
I tried to pull this. It's funny. I tried to pull that like two nights ago to my wife. She was sitting on the couch, and I turned to her and I said, bake me some bread, woman.
Oh, you did not.
I did. And then she looked at me. I said, sorry, I've been watching Vikings. I said, I don't know who I thought I was.
So we got a buddy. He was out for a couple of beverages in the shop. We had a little bit of a shop party going on.
Yes.
And phone rings, and it's his wife. He clicks it. Texts her, hey, you know, I'm just getting ready to leave. 2 hours later, phone rings again. He clicks it. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I got caught up talking with these guys. I'll get out of here in a minute. Finally, about the third time, another 2 hours later, he answers the phone. And we can hear him getting his you-know-what shoot out there. You said you were leaving this and that and this and that. And, yeah, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry, honey. I'll be home soon. He walks back in the shop. Well, what happened? I told her to kiss my, you know, I'm like, yeah, sure you did.
Exactly.
Sure you did.
Yeah, the fish was this big.
Yeah, exactly right. 9:49 the time. Let's jump out a little early. We'll spend some extra time with the coach. Coach Bruce Dick will come in and wrap this show up with us next. Well, again, first round of the NBA playoffs for the Denver Nuggets have been set. They'll be taking on the Los Angeles Lakers, who the Nuggets are 9-2 against, including the playoffs in the last 3 years. Coach Bruce Dick joining us here in the Aloe Fiber Studios. What do you think of the draw with the Lakers coming to town?
Oh, I think it's a good draw. You know, I think the Lakers have that capability. Whenever you have LeBron James, you know, guys, you know, that can just carry a team regardless of age. But can they do it for a seven-game series? And I don't think they can. I think the Nuggets, you know, behind the Joker boy, I think they're just still that team to beat.
Yeah,
I agree with that. The Lakers, I think we all feel the same, you know, with them that, yeah, on a night, can they be as good once as they ever were? Yes. But in a seven-game series, can they do that? No, I don't believe that they can. And they got handed last year. Denver took care of them beautifully.
Yeah.
What did L.A. do to change that would make them more competitive against Denver this year?
Yeah, I don't think that much. Nothing really. And I think the Lakers put out that best effort against the Pelicans and, you know, wasn't a blowout.
No, Zion Williamson, you know, for the second part of that game.
Gosh.
And it was crazy. And, you know, you talk about Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis, you know, obviously coming out of Kentucky, we all thought, you know, he was going to go down as one of the greats. Is he kind of in that realm of some of the wasted potential because he couldn't stay healthy? What's your thoughts on Anthony Davis, Bruce?
I think it's a health thing with a lot of guys, superstars like that you know, they battle back and they just can't sustain how they would really like to play.
Yeah, and you've seen that a lot with big guys. And I heard Brady talking about this on the whole show yesterday. What's going to give Jokic some longevity is the fact that he's not a high flyer. You know, because you get those big guys, Bruce, and you can speak on this a little bit more, but those big guys that can jump, that is so much pressure on the knees and the ankles of these guys, and Jokic doesn't have to deal with that, right?
You know, exactly right. And you see those injuries and those things that nag. The NBA is a brutal season. You know, it's 82 games and it's preseason, and it's just a lot of wear and tear on the body no matter how much they try to rest guys and things like that. It's just not there's not long enough breaks in between to fully get healthy at times.
No, there's not. And what do we think about the play-in game? I think the play-in games have quickly become one of my favorite newest features of the NBA.
I wasn't big on it when it was first initiated. I don't know how many years ago.
I don't think we understood it.
And I think that's where I was at. And now I totally get it, and I actually like it. Because I really enjoyed watching last night and looking forward to the Eastern Conference matchups tonight. That Miami game is going to be an interesting ball game, and I don't know which way to go on that one.
And don't count Miami out ever.
No, and we've seen that over and over. That when it's playoff time, they can switch it on. But no, I do like it. At first, as most people, not most people, but some people my age, when you throw something out like a change like that, I don't get it at first, and it takes me a while to grasp it. I got it now, and I like it.
Yeah, Miami, Philadelphia at 5 o'clock today, and then Atlanta and Chicago at 7:30 in the 9 and 10 game. I'm not sure either. I'm ready to get the Nuggets back into action. Coach, does a layoff like, it'll be a week, just about a week, does a layoff like that help or hurt in the NBA?
Hurts.
It does?
Yes. Yes. I think you want that continued continuity. You want the rest, you know, but a week is too much.
Yeah, wouldn't you think like a 3-day break would be great? 3 or 4 days maybe, but once you start getting into that type of a stretch, your rhythm, as much as you try to do anything, your rhythm goes.
Yes, I totally agree, Brian.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about this with the MLB. I hate that in the MLB because in my opinion, the streakiest sport that there is baseball. When you're talking about making good contact off these pitchers, and I think it's almost worse when you have to sit for a week. And hell, we've seen it with the wild card teams that have made it into the MLB. What am I trying to say? The World Series. There we go.
Yeah.
To the World Series. It's been these wildcard teams. Probably the second streakiest game there is out there is basketball.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you have that momentum and you keep winning and you have that mental attitude. I love it. And I always disliked having a first round bye. As much as you want to be a top seed at times in some tournaments, that bye, you're always playing somebody coming off of a win, feeling great about themselves, and
with nothing to lose.
With nothing to lose.
Well, hell, we saw that in the Big Sky tournament.
I'm still bitter over the Rockies having to lay out 10 days when they went to the World Series.
We all are, and I think we all look at this at that time as when that was our year, that we were going to win the pennant.
Yeah.
We missed it.
100% right. And I mean, we even talk about basketball. Look at what happened to the Big Sky with the Bears who got that bye, and
yes,
then they were beat.
Great example.
In the next round. However, fellas, I think the Nuggets are too good. I don't think it matters how long they sit. You know, in a week off for Jamal, he's going to be completely healthy. I can't wait to see this. And you know, Brady was in earlier, and he's expecting another level from Nikola Jokic. I don't know what else there is out there, so I'm excited to see it.
Because that is, he's He is so good.
He's in his own atmosphere.
And this is where playing the Lakers is mentioned earlier. I think you did. This is the perfect opponent because could the Nuggets be in a bit of a, hey, we've been off for a few days, we're going to be down. The fact that the Lakers is the opponent pumps your blood up and your adrenaline going if you're a Nugget.
Yeah, 100%, Brian. And I think with the who's your daddy, and I think they feed off of that type of stuff.
I agree.
And I don't think they want to let down the fans with all the smack talk that we've been doing. And we will continuously do. I don't know if you've heard yet, but Vajon, our newest addition, is a huge Lakers fan. So if you want to jump in on him as well with us, we'd be happy to have you, Bruce. Back to baseball today. No, I do it off air.
Yeah, feel bad for him.
Back to baseball today on Coach Speak.
Hey. Hey, Windsor Wizards off to a great start, 12-2. Coach Brad Deal's team, always a contender.
Yeah.
Always a contender in baseball. And going to have Ethan Tippett, Ryan Renton, and Ryan Becker on. Three of the seniors. They only have three seniors this year, and they still have that amazing record going for them.
Wow. Watch out for Windsor. And, of course, Coach Casey Miller from University came up under Brad Deal over in Windsor. The more you know. Fun fact for you, Brian. Been a very fun show today.
And other things.
Coach Speak coming up 10 to 11. Whole show 11 to 2 today. Rockies pregame will get going about 3:30 today here on KFKA. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Havala and Andy will join us. Miles Blumhart will join us. Brady Hull scheduled to join us tomorrow as well. That'll do it for us. Thanks to Chris Jansen. Thank you to Ann Hutchison from the Fort Collins Area Chamber of Commerce and Robin Varleman from Livestock Exchange. If you missed any of it, go to Apple Podcasts, search Good Morning NOCO. For Brian Gary, I'm Tanner Schwent. We love you, Northern Colorado, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado. Proud partner of UNC Athletics. Member FDIC.